You know, it's interesting, in our gospel lesson today, we read about Jesus' words to the disciples and to us as well about how he's inviting us more deeply into his love. In fact, in the gospel lesson today, he talks about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that relationship that has been in existence before time began. And it's actually into that relationship, that very deep and powerful relationship and connection, that he's inviting us to come and to experience that and to live in that. And I don't know about you, but it certainly is for me a lifelong journey, and I'm sure a journey all of us will continue to grow into even when we go into heaven. And it really has something to do with my message today as well, as we are invited to run the race that is before us with faith and patience. I talked to someone recently about the challenging times that they faced actually since this last fall. They were diagnosed with cancer some months ago, which was completely out of the blue. And then this person proceeded through treatment, which included surgery, and included chemo, and a number of other things. Halfway through their recovery, an internal abscess developed, which required the chemo being stopped, and weeks in the hospital, numerous stents. In fact, I think last count was they had 5 stents put in. And I don't know if you've ever had a stent put into your abdomen, but when they take it out and put it in, it's a rather memorable experience. I'll just put it that way. And so this person went through all that. And in addition, he had to go through a 2-week fast in order to promote internal healing because there was his stomach was leaking acid. So he is just really going through it. And then during this time, of course, the Wuhan virus appears. And it prevented visits from family and friends for him. And so through it all, this person's faith has actually deepened. Their health is improving, and they're home with no more chemo. In fact, I just talked to him just the other day. But what an amazing testimony and inspiration. I know for me, just incredibly inspiring what he's been through and what he's been able to endure, as well as his wife and those that are around him, let alone with the virus. I mean, this is in addition to the virus. And so, you know what? The journey that they have been through has been incredible trial. And there's other people I know in this church who have been through the same kind of journey. It's not just the virus, but there's another huge cross that they've been facing, whether it's something to do with a physical ailment, whether it's something that's going on relationally, it could be a temptation, or something that they're facing that has just been overwhelming. The virus has been enough. But to add this other thing onto their shoulders is incredibly burdensome. And I've just been impressed with the way that the people I know have handled this with a grace and with a faith and also with tremendous struggle, but they still get up each day and God is seeing them through. So this brings me to my message today for each one of us, and that is simply this: run the race that is set before you with faith and with patience. You know, I don't know about you, but I kind of like the idea of a sprint. I kind of like the idea of getting through the pain and the race very quickly. But let me share with you right now, what we are in right now is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And that's a whole different kind of race. In 1 Peter 3 today, we read something that to me is really incredible and very timely for what we're going through right now in the race that we're running. 1 Peter 3, at the beginning of that scripture, it reads, "Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord." And I've been sharing all along over these past weeks that it is my conviction that we have actually faced two plagues. There's the plague of the Wuhan virus, but there is also the plague of fear. In fact, I think the fear has been almost as worse as the virus, based on people's reaction and how it continues to literally plague people and keep them in a place of prison and captivity and just feeling panicked and overwhelmed. And we all understand why that is and how debilitating that can be. But it's interesting what we read in 1 Peter 3 today. Peter says to the early church, and he says to us as well in this moment, do not fear what they fear. And again, I've been sharing with us about this all along, that it's important for us not to be afraid of the virus. You know, yes, we take certain precautions. We maybe wash our hands a little bit more than we used to. We don't touch our face. There's some social distancing right now. And we have some good practices in place. But we don't fear the virus, all right? We don't fear death. Because ultimately, I've shared with everyone, again, this truth. Our reality as human beings is that this is a terminal situation. Ultimately, all of us are going to die, right? We're all going to pass on. That's not to minimize what's happening right now. That's not to minimize that every life is precious. But it is also to put it in perspective as believers. And we do not need to fear death because of our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, that ultimately when we pass on, there we will be in heaven and we'll be with the Lord and we'll be with loved ones and friends. And that is something that each one of us have to look forward to in a very powerful and incredible way. So that's why Peter says, do not fear what the world fears. Man, the fear of man is huge. You know, am I going the right direction in the grocery lane? In the grocery aisle, you know? Is it okay to go on the beach today? You know, all those kinds of things. Do not fear suffering. Do not fear death. Do not fear all of these idols and the shaking of the world that is happening right now. Do not even fear for your own welfare. Because what you and I need to do is really, I think we're in a place where we're invited and called to entrust our very lives to Christ. To be able to say to the Lord, you know, Lord, the things that I'm facing in my life are really too big for me right now. Like the story I shared with you earlier about this person who was, first it was cancer, then it was surgery, then it was chemo, then it was the stents, then it was the Wuhan virus. You know, he was beginning to feel a little bit overwhelmed. And maybe you and maybe some of the people that are watching here today are beginning to feel a little bit overwhelmed. It's like, Lord, I'm having a hard time getting out of bed today. And that is completely understandable. If you're being overwhelmed in this moment, it's an invitation to lift to the Lord your burdens, allow him to have the things that you're holding on to, and invite his peace, invite his grace, and invite his strength. Peter says, do not fear what the world fears, man, suffering, and death, but worship Christ in the shrine of your heart. You know, actually in the Greek, that's what it means. Worship Christ in the temple of your heart. So you see, that's the invitation to move from fear, whatever it is you're afraid of, whatever it is that's burdening you right now, and there might be some really, really significant things that are weighing you down in your spirit. And what I'm going to say to you is that's understandable and that's okay. But don't stay there. Don't be crushed by the fears that are overwhelming you. But here are these words from Peter. But worship Christ in the shrine of your heart. That's the invitation. A reverence of Jesus produces faith. And the thing that you're focusing on is everything. Again, what you focus on is going to grow. And there are going to be moments where all of us focus on the wrong thing. But the invitation is to focus on the Lord. And again, maybe you have a hard time praying right now. Maybe you have a hard time worshiping God just because of what's going on in your life. So maybe you put some music on. Maybe that's what works for you. Listen to some praise music. Listen to somebody else praising the Lord. The beach is open during certain hours right now. Maybe a walk along the Gulf would do you good. Or Freedom Park. Or a walk around your neighborhood. Change your focus. Change your environment. And begin to look up at God. You know, again, I've shared this before. In the chalice that's engraved, there's an image of a man with his finger pointing up toward heaven. It's my favorite part of the chalice because it's always reminding me, Joe, look up. Look up. Don't just look down. Don't just focus on your problems. Don't focus just on what's going wrong. Look up to the Lord and worship him. Because as we have a reverence for Jesus, faith will be produced and we'll begin to look at our situation differently. Run the race that is before you right now with faith. And the other second important ingredient I want to mention to you today is patience. Again, we're not in a sprint, and I've already shared with you what race I would like to be in right now, a sprint. I'd like it to be the 50-yard dash. One and done, real quick, a little bit of pain, but not too bad. This is not a sprint. It's not even like the 10Ks that I used to run in Hawaii and other places that were actually about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I was done. I had some pain, but it wasn't too bad. The big mistake I made in my life was to run the Great Aloha Run one year. I just decided to do it. Big mistake. That's a half marathon, 13 miles. Oh, my. I lived to pay for that weeks afterwards. So you see, a marathon is different, and you have to be patient during the race. You know, again, a lot of times in our lives, we want it just to be over, don't we? Let it just be over. Enough is enough. But again, a lot of times in our life, that doesn't happen because the part of what God is doing in that time of waiting is breaking us. Having to be patient breaks us. It brings us to our knees. And God is able to deal even more deeply with things in our life that take time. They just take time. I don't understand why they take time. There have been things in my life I'm still working on, and it's 60-some years now. It's taking time. I have an idea. It has more to do with me than it does God. And I just would suggest to you that that might be your case as well. Hebrews 12:1 shares, "Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance," or patience, "the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter in our faith." So here's two separate scriptures written by two separate people at two separate times saying the same thing. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes unto the Lord, the pioneer and perfecter of your faith. So again, life can be like a race. I don't know what part of the race that you're on. I mean, I hope we're coming to the end of this virus where more and more we can be out and be together with one another. That's my hope. I hope along with you, as well as for myself in certain areas, that we're coming to the end of our race in certain areas that we're struggling with, that we might experience victory in them. But again, life can be like a race. You want to cross the finish line, but endurance is needed. And this is very simple. In fact, it's so simple that it'll make you and I upset. How do you know when you got to the end? You're done running. How do you know when you've overcome that area in your life? You're not committing the same sin anymore. How do you know when you're well, when you're not sick anymore? It's just not complicated. We try to make it complicated because when we make it complicated, we can make excuses for what we're doing. It's really not complicated. It's very simple. Sometimes you wonder if you even want to be in the race, right? Can you finish the race? And what will be left of you at the end of the race? Will there be anything left of me? Probably not very much. Patience comes from the Greek word hypomonas, which means cheerful endurance. Go ahead and smile right now. Smile. You know, again, it's important to smile, especially when you don't feel like it, because that is a statement of faith. It's a statement of hope. It's a statement that, Lord, you have this. It's a statement that, Lord, I've really blown this, and this is bigger than me, and I can't do this apart from your strength. Cheerful endurance, steadfastness, constancy. The overall race of life is not a sprint, but a marathon. So let me share with you a little bit of my experience in the Great Aloha Race, the only time I ran it, one and done. I only had to experience that baby one time, and it was 13 miles. So a marathon prolongs the pain. If you think a 100-yard dash is painful, if you think a 6-mile race is painful, try a 13-mile race. That is painful. You know, you feel pain. You wonder whether you're going to finish it or not. You sometimes are tempted to walk the rest of the way because you can't run the rest of the way. You have these guys from Kenya who have just stopped by on a layover in Hawaii as they're going to another big race somewhere in Asia. And you're huffing and puffing at mile 10, or I should say mile, it probably was about mile 6. And they fly by you like they're not even breathing. They're not even in any pain. They haven't had any water yet. They're just like warming up. Yeah, that really put me in my place. And then especially toward the end, you wonder if you're even going to finish the race. You wonder if you have enough in you to even be able to get over the finish line. There are parts of your body that are in pain that you didn't even know existed. And it's hard to finish the race. And you know, life can be that way sometimes. It's hard to finish the race. And so again, if you're in that place in your life right now where it's hard to finish the race, I want to invite you just to be honest about that, to be honest with yourself about that, and be honest with the Lord about that. You know, that's part of what the race of life is about. That's part of being in the marathon that you're in, is that it is exposing the reality of where you really are. You know, a lot of us can play head trips, playing those mind games. You know, we think we're in a certain place, but you don't really know where you are until the time of testing. And that's what we're in right now. It's a time of testing. It's a time of struggle. It's a time where we're called to run the race that is before us with faith and patience. So I want to encourage you today. You're in a race. You may not have realized it today, but I hope this message for everyone here and online today is helping you to make sense of some of the things you've been going through. You are in a race in your life right now, and it's a very important race. And I want to encourage you, first of all, with this thought. You're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, saints that have gone before you, men and women of God who have finished their race and are with the Lord in heaven right now. They are cheering you on. They're not waiting for you to fail. They're not like the enemies in your life who can't wait for you to trip up and fall on your face and then say to you, I knew you could never finish this race. Those are not these people. These saints are praying for you. They are lifting you up. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for you. They want you to succeed in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. Look at this scripture in 1 Peter today, and this will tell you how much God has it for your good. That when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, it says in the scripture that he went to minister to the spirits that were in hell during the time of Noah who didn't respond to the love of God. That's what this is saying. That's how great God's love is. He even gave the people a second chance in hell up to that point in time. That's amazing. That's an incredible love. I never would have done that. You probably never would have done that. No way. They said to my love, that's what they deserve. But this is how great our God's love is. That Jesus went to minister to the spirits that were in prison. And he didn't go to minister to them to rub their nose in it. Believe it. He went to minister to them that they would say yes to his mercy and grace and be part of the redeemed. That's why he went to minister to the spirits in prison. What a loving God. What a mighty God we serve. And that's how great his love is toward you and toward me and toward all of humanity. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that are praying for us and lifting us up. And Jesus is praying for us and lifting us up, wanting us to make it to the end of this race. It says in this particular scripture to toss off every hindrance and sin so that you can run your race. If you're carrying a big ball behind you on a chain of your sin, you're going to have a harder time finishing the race. It's going to wear you out. And yet, many of us carry that ball and chain because, oh my God, I can't let that go. That's a part of my life. Actually, I kind of like this ball and chain. I have it in pink, I have it in green, I have it in blue. It goes with my life, right? I like this ball and chain. And you see, that's the sin that has entangled us. And again, I love the honesty of the scripture. It has entangled us. It's a snare to us. It has us. And again, this is part of the freedom in the race that the Lord is inviting us into. Lord, help me to let go of my ball and chain. Hello. Run with faith and patience, fixing your eyes on Jesus. We heard it in 1 Peter. We heard it in Hebrews 12. You know, maybe that's part of what we need to pray for in our race right now, is that we would be able to fix our eyes on the Lord to be able to finish this race. I remember in the Great Halacha Run, when I saw the finish line off in a distance, and it was already broken by that Kenyan guy that got ahead of me. He was already having breakfast an hour after I got to the finish line. You know, I just saw a group of people there that were trying to encourage the rest of us, and also some people with ambulances in case we needed that too. Focus matters. Focus on the Lord. And if you're having a hard time focusing on the Lord right now, ask him to help you. He'll even help you with that. Lord, help me to focus in on you. Help me to focus in on you as I'm being tempted. Help me to be able to begin to turn the corner that you might be able to finish your race. Your race matters. Okay? Your race matters. Do you hear me today? Your race matters. Nobody may know the struggles that you're going on in your heart right now with what you're struggling with, and relationally and otherwise, but the Lord knows. And I want to let you know, to him and to us, your race matters. It matters a lot. And we want you to finish. We want you at least to walk across the finish line and to celebrate that you've completed the race. So be encouraged today. Run the race that is set before you with faith and with patience. So, Lord, as we're gathered together here in this moment right now, we lift one another up. And we lift up all those who are watching and will watch this time together with you. And we pray that you would give us the grace to run the race that is before us with faith. Lord, we pray for a fresh anointing of faith in each of our lives. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would come and fill us with your anointing and increase the faith that is within us. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus and that we might worship him in the shrine of our hearts in a way like never before. We also pray for the gift of patience, that we would have a patience about this race, that we would have an endurance about this race that would be cheerful and full of hope, and our faith would be rooted not in ourselves, not in someone else or some plan that we have, but that our patience would be rooted in you, that you can bring us through, that you can bring us across this finish line, not by strength, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So, Lord, we pray for that. We pray for that in one another's lives. We pray for your grace and your power and your strength afresh upon us. Lord, we acknowledge that you are greater than anyone or anything, and we turn our eyes to you. the author and perfecter of our faith, and the one that will give us grace to finish our race. Amen.